is your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan with you, and I am joined by local artist Scotty Craighead, who has a new installation called Ice Chronicles coming to the Center for the Arts Theater Gallery. His artist talk is tomorrow from noon to 1, and his opening reception is this Friday, November 17th, from 5:30 to 7. Scotty, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you, Brennan.
So I've seen some of your work before. I've been to an art show you had 2 years ago. You had a mixed media art show, and you say you've been exploring this concept of collage and photography for almost 5 years. Has this exploration kind of led you to your latest installation, Ice Chronicles?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, about 5 years ago, I was walking my dog along the Snake River frequently and started just seeing these beautiful ice formations during periods of really cold weather. And that ended up leading to a body of work that was collage-based of all the ice images. And then I've continued that throughout the years, but started getting single images that were just beautiful in themselves and weren't necessarily good for collaging. But I decided that that would be something worth showing just because they're so unique on their own.
Yeah, I was wondering, with this installation, Ice Chronicles, you've explored ice photography, and I've seen these images, and it looks almost like you're looking directly through a microscope. How are you able to capture this in such detail?
Yeah, that's a great question. I use macro photography, so a lens that's used for close-up photography. It's about like a 2-to-1 scale. And in order to get the images, it's been a progression along the way where now I suit up in full waders and knee pads and go out into the river so I can get into the water, kneel down, get up close to the ice, and kind of move along the banks looking for standout ice formations that then I shoot.
Have you ever had any close calls in the cold, freezing Snake River?
Not too many close calls. Sometimes some pretty good-sized ice chunks come floating down that you have to keep your eyes out for, but mostly my concern is I'm hunched over in the water and people walking by might think that something has happened to me or that I'm kind of slumped over, and so no one's called me in yet, but that's kind of something that runs through the back of my mind.
Yeah, and I'd imagine that your work doesn't quite end when you click the shutter button on your camera. You're doing a lot of work in Photoshop or Lightroom?
Yeah, I primarily use Lightroom. Yeah, so for instance, last winter I took probably about 4,000 photos of ice. So there's a long sorting process, and then they're all black and white images, so there is some editing to do, but I try and keep that to a minimal. I don't like rearrange things in Photoshop or anything like that.
Yeah, this seems pretty well timed. It's the middle of November. Ice is here and snow is coming. Is that planned?
Yeah, I tried to make it so that the body of work would be finishing in the time that it would make sense. You know, it's hard to look at images of ice in the middle of summer. People don't really feel as connected to it.
If you're just joining us, I'm here with local artist Scotty Craighead, and he's talking about his upcoming installation here at the Center for the Arts in the Theater Gallery. It's called Ice Chronicles. He's got an artist talk tomorrow, November 16th from noon to 1, and his opening reception is going to be this Friday, November 17th from 5:30 to 7. Yeah, and I was wondering, this seems like a theme throughout your work. I've seen your photography, and a lot of it is nature-oriented, but more of the detail in nature and less so, you know, wide landscape vistas. What do you like about that exploration?
Yeah, I really like the capturing of small details, something that people might just walk by unnoticed, but when it is blowing up or showing to them in like a gallery setting, that it's something that really resonates with them and something they can connect to, but maybe wouldn't stop on their own and really get down so close and take a look at.
You mentioned to me that you have another show coming up in Denver in December.
Yeah, there's a group show of Jackson artists that are showing down in Denver at a gallery called Visions West, and that's December 15th, and it should be a really great show. Yeah, I'm working on some collage stuff for that, so I am still working back and forth between photos and collage.
Yeah, Scotty, as a Jackson native, I was wondering, have you seen the art community in Jackson grow over the years?
Yeah, definitely. And changing and growing. Jackson, since I've been young, has always had a a pretty strong art scene, but I do see a new wave of artists and younger artists coming up and changing the style of art that's being made here and shown here, which I enjoy.
I know you're involved with Teton Art Lab.
Correct, yeah. I help with a visiting artist residency program over there where artists get brought in about once a month and are just here to make work and explore our scenery and what we have to offer.
You know, Scotty, I've noticed some of your work can be quite a large scale. What's the scale of the work this time around?
Yeah, I like to work large. I like the experience of being fully immersed in the art when you're looking at it, and even from a distance. So the scale of this work is 40 by 60 inches, which is pretty large for photographs, but not over the top. And there's about 12 40 by 60 images and then a few smaller images in this show.
So Scotty, do you feel as if the perception of these pieces changes based on where the viewer is standing?
Yeah, definitely. In my art, I like to create a strong composition from a distance. And then as you move closer, new details or compositions stand out. So definitely the viewer's relation to the photo will change as they walk through the space or move closer or farther away.
And you mentioned to me that your subtitle for your installation, Ice Chronicles, is Moments of Flux in the Snake River Cryosphere. Could you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. As I go out there daily, it's constantly changing. I can go to the same spot a day later, even a few hours later, and the ice has changed and is constantly moving and in flux. So it's about capturing that moment of flux. And what the cryosphere is basically the frozen water parts of Earth. So some of them, like the poles, are always frozen, but anywhere that really develops ice or snow is included in the cryosphere. So it's really about capturing the changing moments of ice in the Snake River.
Well, you can go check out Scotty Craighead's new exhibit, Ice Chronicles, here at the Center for the Arts in the Theater Gallery. The artist talk will be tomorrow from noon to 1, and his opening night will be this Friday, November 17th, from 5:30 to 7. Scotty, thanks for joining us today and talking about your new photography exhibit, Ice Chronicles.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Appreciate it.
You're tuned in to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.